You're live on KSTP.
Hey, thanks. I almost forgot the number. I'm glad I got it right. That's why I'm here at the King Cove School in the gym, where we have a matchup between the home team, the King Cove T-Jacks, against the visiting team, San Point Eagles. And I'm going to apologize in advance for this because I'm so excited about this game. I'm sure it's going to be a fast-paced, intense game between these two teams as regional is riding on the line for both teams. And one win will send the T-Jacks there, and three will send the Sandpoint team there. And I think they're both going to be trying hard for that. Boys are just gathering in the middle. Let me see who's in for the T-Jacks. Looks like number 24, Timmy Mack, is going to be jumping again. Number 12, that's Michael Herndon. Both about the same size. Pretty evenly matched. And the ref will throw it up. Just goes back, and it'll go into the hands of Connor. Connor will pass to Eaton. Shoot. And that's 2 points, if you can't tell by that reaction. That bucket's good. Colton Guy bringing it down the center for Sam Point. Looking for an open guy. A lot of white moving around, but not getting open. Pass to 25. Glenn Krause. Over to Alex. Back to Colton at the top. He'll try to drive his way in. He'll make his way in and try to kick it back out to Evan, but it'll be stolen away by the T-Jack. Timmy Mack bringing it down for them. He drives to the right. Passes back to the top to Ian. Ian to Connor on the left. Back to Timmy. He'll drive, and they're going to call a travel. He just can set the ball down as quick as his feet were going, so that's a travel call. They'll go to the Eagles. Colton bringing it down the center. Eagles setting up their offense, moving around, a lot of screens. Colton will try to drive, pass over to Glenn Krause in the corner. He'll try to drive, but he'll take the shot, and he'll miss. And looks like it went off the hands in a rebound attempt by a T-Jack, so the possession goes to the Eagles. Colton will pass it in. He's looking for an open guy. He'll find Michael Herndon. He'll try to pass it off, but it'll go off the leg of Connor. He'll kick it out on defense, but that's a kick. So Colton will pass it in, looking for someone. And that whistle meant is just a little slow on passing it in. That's a five-second violation. Possession will go to the T-Jack. Timmy Mack bringing it down. He'll pass it to Ethan. Ethan to Ian. Ian for the shot. Just barely missed. Levi will get the rebound. Pass over to Ethan. Ethan will shoot, and that one's good. Making the score 4-0 for the home team. Colton bringing it down again. They'll take it to the left. Pass over to Alex Gilbert. He'll shoot the three, and it is beautiful. Nice shot by him. 4-3 now. Jimmy to Ethan. Ethan to Ian up the top. He's looking for somebody open. He'll find Connor on the left side. He'll try to drive past Michael Herndon, but there'll be a little contact. Connor will go down. They're going to call an offensive foul on the Eagles. Timmy taking out for the Eagles for the T-Jacks under their basket. They'll pass it way back to Ethan. Ethan to Ian. Ian with a long three-point shot. It is nothing but net. Perfect shot from way past the three-point line. Nice shot by him. Colton bringing it down. They'll try to shoot. He'll find Alex. Alex will shoot. Just missed. Rebound by Ethan. He'll try to make his way all the way to the hoop. He'll pass under to Connor. Connor will try to shoot, but it's going to miss. It's going to go off the hands of one of the T-Jacks. So it'll be Eagles ball. Colton will bring down the center. Looking for an open guy. Using a screen. He'll try to go for the shot. It'll be rejected by Timmy. He won't let that shot go, but it'll go out of bounds off him too. So the possession will go right back to the Eagles. Pass into Alex at the corner. Back to Colton. Colton telling his boys to set up. He'll take it back to the top. Trying to find the screen. He'll find Evan trying to make his way. He'll shoot and miss. Rebound by Timmy, who goes down strong. Passes over to Ethan. Ethan will go for the shot. He's seeing it. And they're going to call a foul on White 2-3. That's a foul on Alex Gilbert. And that was the shooting foul that'll put Ethan on the line for two shots. The first one's up, and it's short. We have a sub in for the Eagles. The Rotter boy, let me see which one. Jonathan Rotter going in for Glenn Krause. So Ethan will ready himself for the second shot. It's up and good. I shot 8-3 now. King Cove in the lead. Colton will bring it down. Looking for somebody moving. He's telling his players to move around. He'll use a screen from Jonathan. He'll go right in. He'll try to shoot, and he'll miss. Jimmy Mack bringing it down. He'll pass it over to Ethan on the right. Right back to him. Back to Ethan. Pass into Levi. Levi will shoot, and it'll be short. Rebound by 25. I lied. Glenn Krause is still in. Either way, Colton Mack bringing it down. Over to the left. Takes the shot. Pass to Alex. Alex swings it over to Glenn Krause, who tries to get it into Evan. Evan will try to save the ball. It'll go to a few jacks. Jimmy Mack bringing it down for them. He'll try to make his way. He'll drive. He'll shoot. It looked like he had a little difficulty getting into the paint, but the shot went up, and that was good, making the score 10-3 now in favor of the T-Jacks. And that's going to be a timeout call by the Eagles. Looking like they're going to give him a full minute. Boys are going to the bench. 4:16 left in the first quarter. 10-3 in favor of the T-Jacks. Let me see if I can let you know who we have visiting with us today. Number 11, freshman Ryder Gunderson. Number 12, freshman Michael Herndon. Number 20, sophomore Abraham Bravo. 22, sophomore Colton Mack. 23, senior Alex Gilbert. 25, senior Glenn Krause. 34, sophomore Jonathan Rotter. And 55, junior Evan Wilson, and their coach, Bradley L. Herndon. And the rest will call the boys in. It's going to be white ball. Going to take it out of the half court line. Alex will pass it in here. Boys setting up the play. Pass into Colton. He'll pass it over to the Herndon. And I'm sorry, Michael Herndon. I knew his last name was Herndon. Either way, he goes up for the three-point shot and makes it. Nice shot by him. Ian with the ball now. Pass over to Timmy on the right. He'll try to drive in. He'll try to get it to Ethan underneath. He'll find Levi. And looking like that was going to be a... They're not going to call it a shooting foul because he was not off the ground, but looking like he might have been shooting, might have been passing. They're not going to call that a shooting foul. Not sure who that foul is on, but Sampling does have three team fouls right now. Timmy passes it in. Colton will hit it out of his hands. The T-Jacks will keep possession. Connor will go in for three. No good. Rebound by Michael Herndon. You'll find there point guard Colton. They'll bring it down to the right this time, looking for somebody to get open. That's to Jonathan Rotter. Passes it out to Michael Herndon. He puts up the three again, and it's just short. Rebound by Timmy Mack. Jimmy over to Ethan all by himself. Connor back to Ethan. Ethan to Dylan. Connor back to Connor. Dylan back to Connor. He'll miss the 3-point. Rebound by the Eagles. Colton bringing it down the left. He'll try to drive. Stop. Pass to Evan. Evan will put up a nice little shot. Good for 2 points. And now it is only a 2-point game. 10-8 in favor of the T-Jacks. Ethan, pass to Ian inside, passes it right back out to Timmy. Timmy looking for somebody, finds Connor at the top, back to Timmy. give it to Ian. Ian to Connor. Nobody moving around that pass. The Eagles will steal it. Pass down to Alex. Alex to Evan. He shoots, misses, almost gets his own rebound. That ball went out of bounds off Connor, so it'll be Eagles ball. Colton to Jonathan, looking for an open guy. He'll find Alex. He'll try to make his way in. They're going to call a foul there. The foul on Black. 2-5 on the arm. It's like a foul on Connor Samuelson. The possession will stay here with the Eagles underneath their own hoop. Colton, the bounce up a little too hard, but Eagles will keep their possession. TJ is having a little trouble with the rebounds. They're hitting it out of bounds rather than pulling it down. Possession still with the Eagles. Pass into Jonathan Rotter. He'll put it up. Miss Michael Herndon with the rebound. He'll put it up, and that one's good. 10-10 now. Tie score. T-Jax with the ball. Can he bring it down? Pass to Ethan. Ethan to Ian. Ian back to Ethan. They're going to call a foul there. And they're calling a foul on White, 5-5, with a push. That's a foul on Evan Wilson. T-Jax will take it out. Pass into Ian. Ian will bring it to the top. Pass it to Connor. Connor looking for somebody underneath. Nobody there. He'll find Timmy. Timmy will make his way. Pass to a few Eagles. Put up the shot. Nice little jump shot by him. Good for 2 points. Colton to Michael. Michael to Alex. He'll drive in. Let's see what he does. He'll shoot it up, and that one's good. Again, 12-12. Tie score. 1:30 left in the first quarter. Ethan with the ball. He'll pass it to Ian at the top. Ian to Timmy. Timmy looking for somebody to cut him. He'll get to take the screen from Ethan. He'll shoot. And that is some nice teamwork right there by the T-Jacks. Easy bucket. Colton bringing it down. Looking for movers and his shakers. Not finding anybody. Everyone's being tightly defended by our T-Jacks. So get it to Alex. Alex will shoot. Oh, it's 15-3 now. I guess that shot by Timmy must have been a three. Nice shot by him. But 15-14 in favor of the T-Jacks. Timmy with the ball on the left. He'll try to drive through. He'll shoot and miss. Colton going down fast. He tries to make his way in. He'll pass it to Evan. Evan will go off with a shot. It'll be deflected by Levi Larson. Nice defense played by him, but it went out of bounds off Levi. So the Eagles go ahead and keep possession. Colton taking it out. He'll see. Oh, and it's going to go off the foot of Ian Samuelson. Nice defense, but playing with his feet. That's a kick. Colton passing it into Michael Herndon. He takes a long three-point shot. That's just a little off. Rebound by Ian. Long pass down to Connor. Connor right under the hoop. He puts it up and good for two. 17-14, just 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Colton to Michael Herndon. He stops dribbling and looks for somebody. Passes into Jonathan Rotter. He'll shoot. He'll miss. Rebound by Connor. Connor to Tim, just 9 seconds left. Back to Ian. Ian with a long three-point shot. And it's a hair off, but nice first quarter played by both teams. King Cove, though, is ahead, 17-14. But I would say that both teams are playing very well. So we got just a couple minutes. We will thank our sponsors, the King Cove Corporation, the Shimigan Corporation, Fishing Vessel Red Hunter, GCI, Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Penn Air, Lake Clark Air, and the Copper Whale Inn. And it's easy to become a sponsor. You just post up. It's a minimum of $100 donation, but that those donations go straight to making sure we bring you all the T-Jack rookies and both the Eagles games, make sure we have people there to cover them wherever they go. We like to follow them. We like to take you guys on the road with them. So feel free to call us up to be a sponsor. All right, that buzzer is the beginning of the second quarter. It's going to be Eagles ball. Let's see if I can tell you who's in for the Eagles. Who is number 12? I don't know that little boy. Oh, my goodness, that's Michael Herndon. I was giving you the wrong name the whole time. So, Glenn Krause was what I was saying, but I was calling him Michael Herndon. So, my fault. Good job, too. Glenn Krause, that first quarter, played well. Colton passes to Michael Herndon. Michael Herndon to Colton. Colton will bring it to the top. A couple people laughing from behind because it looked like Colton was a little bit out of bounds, but nobody thought but us, I guess. But Evan with a strong shot up. It's a miss. Rebound by Simi. He shoved off Evan a little hard. Ref tells him to calm that down. No harm. Levi with the ball. Pass to Connor. Connor with a three-point shot. And it is good. I tell you, when the Thompson boys are on their three-point shot, you just can't. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's looking like Connor's trying to get on that trail there. Colton bringing it to the left. Looking for somebody. Pass to Evan, not the post. Pass it back out to Colton and Glenn Crow. He will drive in. Nice little layup shot by him. 16-20 now. Ian bringing it down for the T-Jacks. That's over to Levi. Levi to Timmy. Stolen away. Nice hands by Colton. He's going to step out of bounds that time. They saw that one. Out of bounds off the Eagle. T-Jacks will throw it in under their hoop. Long pass over to Ethan. He'll drive in. And it's short. Rebound by Colton. Colton looking for somebody. He'll drive his way down. Stop at the three-point line, take a shot, and it's nothing but net. Nice shot by him. It's a one-point game now, 20-19 in favor of the T-Jacks. Ian with the ball, pass over to Connor. Connor looking for somebody, pass over to Ethan. Back to Connor. Boys not doing much of moving around, but Ian will pass over to Levi. Levi pass it into Ethan. Ethan back out to Ian. Let's see what that call was. Looks like they're going to call a push on number 23, White. That's Alex Gilbert. 15 fouls now. I know that at least two of them were from Alex. Connor with the ball now. He'll shoot a three-point shot and miss. Get his own rebound. Nice shot by him. Put it back up. Miss. Rebound by Timmy. They'll take it out. Pass it to Connor. Connor to Ethan. Swings it over to Ian. Back to the top to Connor. He'll try the three-point shot again. That was not quite a push because the banks are open, but it's good for three either way. 23-19, T-Jacks. Colton with the ball now. Pass over to Glenn Krause. Glenn Krause will try to drive, and it'll just slip out of his hands. It'll go into the hands of Timmy. Timmy will make his way down. They'll shoot, no, and it's just no good. Levi with the rebound. Pass out to Timmy. Timmy will drive his way in. Shoot and miss. Colton bringing it down strong for the Eagles. He'll shoot the three. Oh, and it's just too strong. It was a little off. But Ian will bring it down for the T-Jacks. Pass over to Connor. Connor will dish it in to Levi. To pass it back out to Timmy. Timmy to Ian. Ian to Connor. He'll shoot the three. Ooh, and it's off. Rebound by Ethan. He'll put it right back up. That's good for 2 points. Kirsten, bring it down for the Eagle. He stops. Passes over to Alex Gilbert. He's almost a travel, but he didn't. Pass over to Glenn Krause. He shoots and misses. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan to Timmy. Timmy to Ian. Ian will bring it down the middle. Pass over to Ethan. Ethan will find Timmy cutting. And he'll drive his way in again. And He'll miss. He'll get it on rebound, save it, even. Pass over to Ian. Ian with the shot, and that one's good. Nice shot, 27-19 now, just under 4 minutes in the first half. Colton, bring it down. He's looking. He'll can't find anybody. He'll try to drive. Pass up to Evan. Evan will shoot. Close one. Doesn't quite get it. And Colton will come out with that rebound. Pass over to Alex. Alex has a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by, almost by Evan. It went to Colton. Colton will swing it around over to Glenn. Glenn back to the top to Colton. Colton calling his play. Looking for, he finds. Oh, one of the boys. It'll go back to Colton. He'll try to take the shot. And no good. Position with the Eagles. Long pass down to Ethan. Ethan will dribble, take a shot. Then just barely miss. Get his rebound, take the shot. And that one's good. It is now a 10-point game. 29-19 in favor of the Jets. Colton, bring it down. He's looking. He'll try to drive his way in. Pass out to Evan. Evan with the shot. Just short. Rebound by Levi. Levi to Ian. Ian will pass. Long pass down. Such beautiful play there. Such fast break. They went up for the layup, and it was just a hair short. But Colton will bring it down. Colton under the hoop. They'll find Evan cutting in. And that was a nice play by the Eagles. Colton found Evan cutting in. Evan went up for the shot. The shot was good, and they called a foul, so he'll get a chance for that extra point. And I think that foul was called on Black 2-5. That's a foul on Connor Samuelson. Evan with the shot. No good. Rebound by Timmy. Timmy passes it in to Levi. Levi 2. Back to Timmy. He will pass it out to Ian. Ian to Connor. Connor will drive his way in. I'll try to shoot and just left his hands a little too soon. Colton with the ball now. It'll be stolen, looks like, by Connor. Let's see if I can tell you who is in for me. We have a sub for the Eagles. Jonathan Rodder going in for Evan. So we have Colton, Evan, Jonathan, Glenn, and Mike Rondon in for the Eagles. Pass into, that was Mike Rondon. He'll try to go up for the shot. Levi won't let that happen. He'll knock it out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Eagles. Pass into the Rodder boy, but it'll be deflected by Jimmy Mack. He'll take the ball down. Nice pass over to where he thought Ethan was, but it went off the body of Glenn Krause, and it still made its way there. Ian with the ball now. Pass over to Connor on the side. Connor with a long three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Glenn Krause. Pass it over to Colton. Colton will bring it down the middle, looking for an open guy. And he will just try to drive past into Jonathan Rodder. But he's stolen away by the T-Jack, so. Ian with the ball now. He's looking. Pass it to Timmy. Takes a long three-point shot, and it's good for three again. This is now an 11-point game. 32-21. Just about 50 seconds left in the first half. Over to Glenn Krause. Glenn Krause will take a three-point shot. Missed. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan will bring it down strong. Pass it to the top to Ian. T-Jack kind of slowing it down. Pass over to Connor. Ooh, stolen away by Colton. Almost a steal. It goes out of bounds. Nice hustle, though, by Colton Mack. T-Jack's with the ball. Connor passing it in to Timmy. Timmy over to Ian. Ian to Connor. Connor will pass it inside to Ethan. He'll pass it right back out to Connor. They're just kind of taking their time. Nobody's on him. 10 seconds left. He'll stand there. Pass over to Ethan. Jimmy, I'm sorry. Jimmy will dribble. He'll take the shot. No good. And that buzzer means it's the end of the first half. 32-21 in favor of the T-Jacks. So I will let you get back to the music, and I'll call you back in a couple minutes. Hey, thanks. We're back from the half. 32-21, just to remind you. It'll be T-Jacks possessions. Jimmy and Mac will take it out. Trying to look for an open player. He finds Connor. Boys looking like they're running a play. Pass over to Ian. Ian will drive past three Eagles, but all that work. Run up and it'll be draw. Bye. Jonathan Rodder won't let them get that shot off. Eagles with the ball now. Colton. Oh, no, maybe not. It's going away. Ripped out of hand. Ripped out of Colton's hands by Levi Larson. I think he was waiting for jump ball call, but he ended up with possession. He goes up for the layup, and he'll be fouled by Colton. That will put him on the line for two shots. In for the T-Jacks, Ian Samuelson, Jimmy Mack, Levi Larson, Ethan Mack, and Connor Samuelson. The first shot's up, and it's no good. He'll shoot the second. It's up, and no good. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan to Jimmy. Jimmy with a long three-point shot. It's beautiful. Nice shot for him. 35-21 now. Colton bringing it down. Looking for his players to move. He will find Jonathan Rodder at the top. He's looking for something. He'll try to drive. Nice little move by him. He'll shoot and miss. Rebound by Evan. He'll make it for us to shoot and miss. Jonathan will get the rebound. He'll shoot, and that one's good. Ian with the ball now. Ian to Connor. Connor to Timmy at the top. He'll try to drive his way in. Pass it back out to Connor. Connor will take a three-point shot. It's short. Rebound by Levi. Levi back out to Ian. Ian passes it back to the side to Connor. Connor to Timmy. Jimmy will shoot, and he'll miss. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan will shoot. And a miss. Rebound by Jonathan Rodder. He passes it out to Colton. Colton will bring it down. He'll take the three-point shot, and it's off. Rebound by Colton. He'll try to make his way into the hoop. He'll pass it over to Jonathan Rodder, who puts it up. Good for 2 points. 35-25 now. Still in favor of the T-Jacks. Jimmy with a ridiculously long three-point shot. It's off. Rebound by Alex. Alex will get it, but it'll be stolen away by the T-Jack. Connor, Ian with the three-point shot. Levi with the rebound. And just a lot of long shots, a lot of bad passes, a lot of bad choices. Coach Randall will call a timeout. 25-35 in favor of the T-Jack. So this is going to be our first and last games for the T-Jacks, and we have a packed house full of everybody wearing black. So T-Jacks wanted everybody to, their theme was back in black, so everybody's wearing black tonight. So pass it in. Jimmy will pass it in for the T-Jacks. Pass it to the top Connor. Connor will dish it back out to Jimmy. Jimmy back to Connor. Connor will take the three-point shot. And it's short. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan will bring it out to Connor. Connor will take a little jump shot. Miss. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan to Connor. Connor to Ian. Almost stolen away by Alex. But they'll keep possession. Connor to Jimmy at the top. He'll drive his way in. He'll put up the shot, and that's good. Colton walking it down, looking for his guys, waiting for him to set up. So dribble his way to the left side, pass it over all the steps into Jonathan Rodder. He will go up for the layup. good for 2 points. Ethan with the ball now for the T-Jacks. Ethan to Ian. Ian to Ethan. Ethan to Connor. Connor to swimming at the top. Looking for somebody to be cutting or moving. He'll drive his way in. He'll shoot. And miss. Rebound by the Bravo boy. Which one is that? And you lay up after the Colton. Go up and bring it down strong. Go up for the layup. And good for 2 points. Abraham Bravo. I'm sorry. Connor with the ball on the left side here. Pass it to the top to Jim. Jimmy to Ian. Ian back to the top to Connor. Connor will pass it down. He'll just miss the cut by Timmy, but he'll pass it over to Connor. Connor to Ethan. Ethan back to Timmy. Jimmy to Ethan. He'll drive his way in. And they're not going to call anything. He'll get his own little rebound there. Pass it to Timmy. And he'll just miss the rebound by Ethan. He'll try to go up for the shot, and he'll be fouled by Abraham Bravo. I thought they called a shooting foul. Boy setting up to take it to pass it inbound, but they'll set up for the shot. Ethan Mack on the line for the T-Jacks. In for the Eagles, Evan Wilson, Alex Gilbert, Jonathan Rodder, Abraham Bravo, and Colton Mack. We'll have a sub in for King Cole. Dylan Larson will come in for Connor. And I don't even know. I wasn't even paying attention if he made the first one or not. But the second one's no good. Rebound by Jonathan Rodder. He'll find Colton, who goes down fast. Looking for somebody. Nobody quite there yet. Picks up his dribble. Pass over to Abraham. Abraham into Jonathan. He'll try to make his way into the hoop. He'll shoot, and that's good. 37-31 now. Just a 6-point lead. Timmy with the ball at the top. He'll drive in. Ooh. And it's looking like it's going to get the cards, but no foul call there. Both Abraham and Levi getting the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession will go to the Eagles. Colton bringing it in. Bringing it down. They'll come down right down the center. Looking for somebody. I think he's trying to make his way into Jonathan Rodder again. He is looking for a foul, though. They're really trying to take advantage of Jonathan Rodder and his height there. But, well, he was getting the pass. He pushed off a T-Jack, and he can't push the basketball, so that's a foul on Jonathan Rodder. Would have been a nice play, though. Ethan with the ball right now. He tried to pass it in to Ethan, to Timmy, who was cutting through. But, one of the Eagles will get a hold of it. It'll go out of bounds. T-Jacks at the ball under the hoop. Long pass out to Levi. Levi looking for somebody. He'll bring it back to Timmy. He'll bring it to the top. To Ethan. Back to the top for to Ian. Shoot a 3-point shot. Nothing but that. 40-31 now. Just 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Colton bringing it down the left side. Passes it into Evan. Evan will make his way with a hook shot and into hook shot and a miss. Couple boys on the floor, but King Cole will end up coming out with it. Ian bringing it down. And Timmy at the top. Timmy looking to make his way in. He'll pass it to the top to Ethan. Ethan taking his time. He's got a 9-point lead. What's the rush? He'll take his time. He'll stop dribbling. You need to be guarded. Or you can stand there all you want, and you won't get a 5-second violation unless he's being guarded. But he'll pass it over to Levi. Levi will shoot. Dylan will try to get that rebound. He'll go out of bounds on him. Colton. So Michael Herndon and Glenn Krause in for Abraham and Evan. Timmy will pass it in the top to Dylan. Dylan to Ethan, almost thrown away by Michael Herndon. Ethan acting like he's signaling things, but he's really stalling. I mean, why wouldn't you? You're ahead. He'll drive his way in. He'll take the shot, and it's a little high. Rebound by Lucian, though. Nice job by him. I bring him to his house. He's getting nice and slow still. I'm 6'8". Ooh, nice defense being played by Colton. That's going to go off his foot, though. That's a kick. Almost a steal. King Cove with the ball. But he's still taking his time. Nothing wrong with that. He's into Ian. Ian to Timmy at the top. Almost thrown away again by Colton. Nice hands by him, but he'll make his way past everybody else as well. 2 points. 42-31 now. Just a minute and a half left. Colton bringing it down. Calling some plays. Some screens being made. Pass it in again to Johnson Rodder. Just try to go up with it and see what that call is. Probably right what they wanted. Exactly what they wanted. I mean, they're using Johnson's height. I mean, why, he's 6 feet tall. Pass it into him and either get a point or get a foul. They put him on the foul line. That was a foul on Ethan, by the way. And they're going to have a sub in. Let's see. Connor going in for Levi. Johnson's first shot went up, and it's no good. He gets ready for the second shot. It's a shot. No good. Rebound by Connor. Connor to Timmy. 1:10 left in the first quarter. Pass over to Ethan. Ethan to Ian. Ian will get the shot. And it's no good. Rebound by Ethan. Doing a great job offensively tonight. He'll drive his way in. He'll dish it back out. Pass to Timmy. Timmy will go up with it. Rebound by Dylan Martin. Passes over to Timmy. Timmy will drive in again. He'll try to pass it off to Levi, but that'd be stolen away. Colton with the ball now. He takes the shot. Oh, a 3-point shot. Misses his shot. Ian now with the rebound. He's going to drive it. Pass to Connor, actually. Let's see who the foul's on. And they're going to call a foul. He goes up for the shot, and Michael Herndon just hits his arm. The basket did go in, though, so this is going to be a chance for a 3-point play. Connor will shoot. Short. Rebound by Glenn Krause. Pass to Colton. Colton will weave his way down the court, trying to make it his way in. He'll shoot. Oh, and it's good, but it's not quite there. Rebound by Ian. Ian to Ethan. To Timmy. Pass to Ethan. Oh, and that was a pass to Coach Randall. Just run. Out of the hands of Ethan and... And then one to Randall, so that was out of bounds, obviously. 9 seconds left. Pass into Colton. Colton to Glenn Krause. He'll try to make his way to the hoop. And he'll try to... He'll throw it up. Hoping to get a foul call, but there's no foul call there. 44-31 in favor of the T-Jacks. And it's the end of the third quarter, which means it's... Tough time. Get ready to toss those ducks. All these little kids and all these fans are going to line up at the end of the court. And then the middle of the court is a little round disc. Everybody's got some rubber duckies. They're going to toss it into the and hope to get it in the, as close as they can to the middle circle. The winner of the duck toss will get half the profit, and the rest will go to the class of 2015. They're hoping to raise enough money to go on to for a senior trip. And also, we've got a lot of stuff going on outside. The seniors also have a quilt raffle that was made by Grandma Calvert. They just announced $160 will go to the winner of the duck toss. So, the seniors also have a silent auction. That'll close tomorrow. You may have seen something on Facebook about it, but that'll close tomorrow. also going on tomorrow. The juniors have a mega raffle. They have at least, I think, about 15 prizes. Some of them include a couple drums of fuel, a poached egg, a case of cod, salmon, crab. All those will be drawn tomorrow. They're $5 a ticket, and one ticket will put you in for all those prizes. We also have a card raffle. We'll sell you a card for $20. We'll split it in half, and if we pick your half, you win a 32-inch TV. So, yeah, get a hold of us if you want some tickets. We will gladly send them out wherever. We'll put them in the mailbox. But we already have people from New York and North Dakota and Washington and Sandpoint, and they have a lot of people in this raffle. So give us a call. We'll send it out. Oh, and person who got the closest to the middle and won $160, and that was Brenda Wilson. And they're just trying to clean up now. The floor is full of ducks. Oh, and also there's a money raffle tomorrow. The seniors started a raffle, and I think they're picking 5 tickets. The first one's 1,000, a couple for 500, a couple for 250. So not too late to get into any of these. Feel free to call me, call anybody you know here, call the school, and we will get you in on all this action. All right. We are getting ready to start the fourth quarter, 44-31. I'm not going to count Sandpoint out of this game yet because I know how much they want this game. If they lose, that will give them no chance for regional. So let's see what this last quarter brings. Pass it into Timmy. Timmy will try to go up for the shot. Let's figure he's all fouled. I'm sure he's off, but he kind of got him there. That's a foul on White. 2-2 on the arm. That's a foul on Colton. That'll put him on the line. I mean, of course, it'll put him on the line. Timmy will shoot. He'll shoot the first. And it's short. And he will shoot the second. And it is good. Colton with the ball. He goes moving pretty fast right now. Trying to make their way in. Colton will dribble it to the right. He'll pass it into Evan. Evan will go up strong. Oh, just rolls off the no good. Colton with the ball. Up for that shoot. Ben Krause, he'll drive. He'll shoot, and it's good. 45-33 now. Sandpoint looking like they're playing a press. Possibly a man. Maybe it's nice easy shot down by the hoop. He misses. Colton with the ball. He'll pass it over to Jonathan Rodder. It'll be stolen away. Connor will end up with the ball. Connor can dunk it. And he's all by himself. He'll go up with the shot. He'll shoot. He'll miss. Colton with the ball coming down strong. He's gonna, looks like he wants to take this one, but he'll pass it out to Glenn. Glenn will try to make his way in. He'll dribble his way in. He'll shoot, and he'll miss. Timmy with the rebound. T-Jack not moving as quick as the Seagulls. They're more are just waiting for the clock to go down. Carter will shoot a three-point shot. Short. Rebound by both Van Krause and Levine. No, actually, they're going to call a foul on that one. They're going to call a foul on Levi Larson, number one. Fell on the arm, so he must have got him in the attempt to get that jump ball call. Colton with the ball now. Take it to the right. Try to cut it into Evan again. Evan will go up for the shot. Yeah, he'll get his own rebound. He'll shoot, and he'll miss. Rebound by Ian. Into Ethan at the top. Down to Connor. He'll miss. That's 6 points that the boys have made. They just used the basket. But Colton will bring it down for the Eagles. He'll go up with a shot. Oh, and it's no good. It was so close, but it's no good. Into Ethan. Ethan looking for somebody. He'll find Timmy. Timmy will drive in. You know, she nailed that. That's 8 points that they missed just under the hoop. Oh, you know, all the Steve Jackson Colton fighting over the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. They're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be, I mean, Easton, Levi, Emcock, and Colton all to hold the ball. I think the position will go to the Eagles, though. 45-33, just under 6 minutes to go. And as you can tell, we're very proud of our T-Jacks. We've got a very lively group here tonight cheering them on. We're so proud of them. And the Eagles will set up their offense. Alex Gilbert will pass it in to Colton. Colton will come down. Over to Alex. Back to Colton at the top. He'll try to drive his way in. And a nice little shot by him. Good for two. Ian to Ethan at the top. And he will dribble past a couple of boys. Pass over to Connor. Connor into Levi. Levi to Timmy. And it's back to Ethan. Bush is moving the ball around. But pass over to Timmy. Timmy will take a shot. Dribble in. Take a shot and miss. A nice save by Connor. You know, save the ball, pass it into Levi. He'll shoot and miss. Rebound by Ethan. So get it over to Levi. And, well, trying to stall. Looks like he just drug his feet. That's a travel call. Possession goes to the Eagles. Colton brings it down the middle. Looking for a cutter. He'll find Glenn Krause. Over to Alex. Alex to Colton. Colton will pass it into Evan. He'll take the shot. And it's good. 8-point game now. Still not out of reach for Sandpoint. But it's an 8-point lead in favor of the T-Jacks. Timmy with the ball at the top. Looking like the T-Jacks are trying to practice some plays while they have time. Connor will try to bring it in. Oh, and they'll try to shoot. That's a very awkward shot. Colton with the rebound, long pass down to Alex. Alex with the one step and a shot, and that was good. 45-39, 4 minutes to go. Ian with the ball. Out to Ethan. Ooh, a call off the steal by Colton. Colton's just doing a great job trying to get his boys back in the game here. They have a lot of bounce off him, and they've got a sense of steal, so Ethan will take it to the top. Looking like the Eagles might be playing a man now. Timmy with the shot with his own rebound. He'll put it right back up. 2 points for them. Colton bringing it down. He'll make his way to the hoop. He'll shoot and it's good. Nice layup by him. Ian with the ball now. He'll pass it over to Timmy. Timmy will try to make his way in. And so it's looking like the whistle was blown. Timmy was trying to bring it in. Colton was trying to steal it. They called a foul on White 2-2 because he got him on the arm. And they called a foul on Black 2-4 in the same play. Because he pushed him. So, double foul. All is well. That does make 16 fouls for our guests, though. So, if any more, they'll be shooting for him. Jonathan Rotter with a shot, and he'll miss. Connor bringing it down. Pass it long pass down to Ethan. Ethan will dribble his way in. And then they'll call a foul right 3-4. That's Ethan was trying to dribble past him. He just kind of shoved him his arms out. You can't do that. The rules on basketball really have cracked down on them a lot this year. So because that was a foul, that's 17 fouls. That'll put Ethan on the line for a shot. The first one's up and good. It's a one-on-one shot, so if you make the first one, you get a second. If you miss the first one, if you play it as a live shot, he'll shoot the second. It'll miss and rebound by Evan. Evan to Colton. Colton looking around. He will try to drive, take it back out. Oh, no, then he'll take the shot. No good. Rebound by Jonathan Rotter. He'll put it right back up. Good for 2 points. 48-43 now. Connor with the ball. Connor to Ian. Ian feeling a little pressure by Alex. But he'll keep possession. He'll pass it over to Ethan. Ethan to Connor. Connor finds Timmy running in. And that's a foul on right side five while he was shooting. That'll put Timmy on the line regardless for two shots this time. So, Timmy at the line looking to extend their lead. He'll shoot the first, and it's good. Nice shot. And he gets ready for the second. And it's short. The rebound by Alex Gilbert. Pass down to Colton. Colton trying to make his way. Nice defense being played by the C-Jacks. Pass over to Glenn Krause. Glenn Krause to back to Colton. Pass over to Evan. Evan will take a nice little jump shot. No good. Rebound by a few people. The C-Jacks going up with a pass down to Connor. And it's all by himself. Just the 2 points, 51-43. Now Colton with the ball. Looking like they're going to call a timeout. Just a quick little one. Boys are staying on the floor. Both teams playing very well right now. Both teams really stepping up their defense. And let's see. Just a minute, almost 2 minutes left. 1:50 left in the game. So the winner of this, if the T-Jacks were to win, that would pave their way to regional. One of these, we're fighting for a spot to represent our district at regionals, and this win would send our boys. If the Eagles were to win, they would need to win this game, the next game, and the 10:30 game on Saturday. But they're not giving up yet. They're playing strong. We'll see what happens in this next minute 15. Colton with the ball now. Pass it over to Glenn Krause. Glenn Krause will drive in. Dish it over to Jonathan Rotter. He'll put it up, and that's good for 2 points. Exactly how they should be using Jonathan Rotter. Nice play by them. Ethan with the ball. Over to Colton at the Connor at the top. I will get them right. With the ball. Over to Connor. Connor to Ian. Ian will try to take the shot. And it's short. Rebound by Evan. Swing it over Colton. Colton will try to make his way down, but they're going to call a foul on like 2-4 on the arm. That's a foul on Jimmy Mack. Colton bringing it down either way. They'll take a long 3-point shot, and it's short. Rebound by Glenn Krause, looking for somebody. They'll find Colton. Colton will drive. And he looks like he'll get hacked on the way. Let's see who that is. And call a foul on Black, 2-4 on the arm. That's a foul on Connor Sandman. Eagles taking it out. Passing it out to Alex. Alex will try to pass it over to Colton, but Ethan will knock it out of bounds. Colton will take it out, looking for an open guy. He's just playing some good defense. Oh, it's almost thrown away, but his possession stays. Alex with the ball now. He shoots, and it's good for 3 points. That's a nice 3-point shot. 51-48 now. T-Jack with the ball. Eagles with some tight defense. Ethan with the ball. Pass over to Connor. Connor to Timmy. Timmy back to Ethan. A lot of cuts, a lot of screens, a lot of movement going on right now. Ian with the ball now at the top. Oh, and Lee's got a hard foul. I'll pass him to Timmy, and he'll try to go in and a very, very obvious foul by Evan Wilson. That'll put him on the line because we're in 1-1. That's 19 fouls now for Sam Quain. After 10, they're shooting two shots regardless. So this is still 1-1, so he'll shoot the first. If he makes it, he'll get the second. If he misses, they'll play it as a live ball. Shot and a miss. Rebound by Timmy, though. Ooh. And Sam Quain really trying to get the steals and get the ball for their... They're getting fouls. That's a foul on Colton. That's 10 team fouls now, so that will put Timmy on the line for two shots. 27 seconds left. 51-48. Oh, and it rolls around the rim and rolls back out. So first one's no good. The second one's up. Short. Oh, it looks short from my angle. It was perfect. 52-48, 24 seconds left. Pulling up the ball. He'll drive. He'll shoot. He'll miss. It'll go out of bounds. And if he gets it, so Eagles with the ball. 19 seconds left. 4-point game. Pass into Alex. Alex will shoot the three. Oh, and it goes off the back of it. Timmy with the ball. Oh, almost stolen away. Just, oh, Timmy came down cross. He tries to pass it over to Ethan. Takes Flint cross. Goes back into his Timmy's arms. So he just goes up for a shot. And he'll get fouled on that shot. He'll get kind of bear hugged. That's kind of telling them to calm down. 9 seconds left. Jimmy will shoot two. I think that foul was on Glenn Krause. He'll shoot the first. Miss no good. 9 seconds left. 4-point game. Jimmy will try to make it a 5-point lead. Either way, two possessions. And it's a 5-point lead. They need it. Gamble trying to call a timeout. He can. This definitely has the ball. Oh, Colton will shoot in a minute. 3 seconds. And just fouling now. That was a foul on Colton. That'll put Ian on the line. He'll shoot two shots. 2 seconds left in the game. T-Jack's looking happy. It's looking like both the teams from King Cove, the T-Jacks, and the Rookies will be representing our district at regionals next week. He goes up and missed. Good game, by the way, by the Sand Point Eagles. The Eagles, our T-Jacks, getting all the bench people in, letting the starters have a seat. Just 2 seconds left, but we love to see any of them on the court. In for the T-Jacks, Anthony Reed, Dylan Larson, Ian Samuelson, Christopher Babcock, and Ethan Knapp. And in for Sam Quain, Ryder Gunderson will go in for Colton. So Ian will get ready to shoot the first. And it's good. And that whistle, I'm not sure what that was. Oh, they just called the timeout. That's it. I was watching our ref. To see what the call was. That was just Coach Brown to call the timeout. Talking to is the ones who don't usually go in. But just a quick little timeout in that. Get him ready for the 2 seconds we have left. But hey, we're happy to see him play, even if it's for 2 seconds. Happy to see him also. So the Eagles fall. Alex will take it out. Pass it long all the way down. Oh, so close. just launch it down the end of the head. You know, Chris Lally, you can barely miss it. But good job by both these teams. Still very proud of all the boys, of both the T-Jacks and the Eagles. So with that said, 54-48.